Thank you and good morning. On Tuesday, the National Transportation Safety Board completed their board meeting regarding the deadly vehicle collision between a FedEx truck and a bus that resulted in 10 casualties in Orland in April of last year. The meeting called for survivability improvements to buses, such as improving flammability requirements and emergency exits. Event data recorders were also suggested to be installed on commercial trucks and buses, as Chairman Christopher Hart said a lack of event data trackers impeded the investigation. Investigators were unable to determine why the truck crossed the median and crashed into the bus. The board ruled out many factors, including lack of driver experience, alcohol and drug use, mechanical errors, and weather. They were also unable to find evidence that the driver was distracted, fatigued, or using an electronic device while driving. Chairman Hart went on to say that the investigation brought into light the difficulty of getting out of a burning motor coach, and it's unacceptable for anyone who survives a crash to perish in a post-crash fire because the exits were too hard to find or too difficult to use. The Trinity County Sheriff's Office are looking for a male suspect involved in a shooting that killed one man and left the other with sustained gunshot wounds Monday afternoon. A caller reported that two men had been shot in the Mad River area near Lamb Creek Road. The shooting resulted in one man being flown to an area hospital, while the other was pronounced dead at the scene. Sheriff's deputies discovered a vehicle on State Route 36 near the Forest Glen area that had recently been involved in an accident. Upon further observation, the vehicle turned out to be involved in the shooting incident. CHP officers and U.S. Forest Service personnel assisted deputies in searching the area for the shooter, but were unsuccessful. The suspect is between the ages of 29 to 30 and is described as 5'8", 160 pounds, with a dark complexion and dark short curly hair. The suspect also goes by the name of Scotty and is considered armed and dangerous. The Eureka Police Department are looking for an unknown male suspect who committed an armed robbery Tuesday morning. A call came from the 3900 block of Broadway near the Ocean View Cemetery, though it's unclear at this point if the incident occurred at that location. A white male adult brandished a knife at an unknown victim and stole cash before fleeing on a dark-colored bicycle. The suspect was last seen headed towards the rear of Marie Callender's. The suspect is 21 years old and is described as 5'8 with a thin build. He was last seen wearing a baseball cap, a black sweatshirt, and black jeans. Anyone with information is asked to contact the police department. The city of Eureka will be conducting roadwork and street patching at various locations today, and motorists should be on the lookout for those working areas. PG&E contractors will be performing paving and patching, and 7th Street will be closed down to one lane of traffic from O to P Streets. Also affected will be Myrtle Avenue going northbound, as it will be shifted into a turning lane south of Beret Center. Patchwork is expected to last until 6 o'clock this evening, and motorists should anticipate minor delays. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Since 1991, Caltrans has invested more than $36 million fixing countless problems with the Last Chance Grade, a stretch of Highway 101 that has seen countless landslides and road failures. Humboldt County Supervisor Ryan Sumberg is part of a committee group that Congressman Jared Huffman put together for the Last Chance Grade, and he said that there is no quick fix solution, but there are alternatives.
There's a couple options for tunneling, and then there is about 6 options for different routes, you know, starting in different places and ending in different places and going around the big redwood trees, going into mature forest, you know, where it's second growth. And so with all these different options, they all have different prices and then different time lengths.
In the few meetings that Sundberg has attended so far regarding the Last Chance Grade, one thing is apparent. That stretch of highway will not be in its current position in the distant future.
I think what's going to happen is, you know, we're going to come to some agreement on, you know, some kind of balance between, you know, price, time, and all that. But I think what's becoming clear out of we've had 4 meetings so far that are all day meetings up in Crescent City, and what's becoming clear is that that road is not going to stay in its current position for the next 20 years.
Losing that stretch of highway would affect Humboldt County, but it would prove to be an even bigger economic blow to Del Norte County. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.